it's me, Paul.
Why, Master Paul, what's come over you?
You know what's come over me.
I could never guess. You speaking in that tone of voice. Surely you can't be addressing a lady in that manner.
Well, last night you said you'd never be able to live without me. And then what do?
I haven't done nothing wrong that I know of.
You walked home from school with Butch.
Well, now, Master Paul, I can explain that. It's just as simple as pie. There's nothing to it at all.
It may be nothing to you, but it's everything to me.
Oh, I can explain matters if you get down off of your high horse.
I'm not on any high horse. I'm hurt, grieved, cut to the quick. You ought to hear the razzin I get from the fellas when Butch walks you home from school.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, but names should never hurt you.
Well, the razzin don't bother me. They're just the things they say about you two-timing me. Why, I offered three guys out in the alley, and only one took me up.
Oh, Master Paul, you've been fighting again?
Of course I have, with Chick Gladding.
Oh, Master Paul, were you injured?
Nah. Just as we got going, good Droopy Dieter, the town policeman, came by and broke it up.
Well, I'm most glad he did.
Well, I'm not.
You should be ashamed of yourself, always fighting like a no good rowdy.
Well, I was fighting for my honor.
That makes no difference.
And I was fighting for your honor.
Well, that is some difference. I guess gentlemen can still fight for a lady's honor and remain a gentleman.
Of course they can. And let me tell you, Miss Peggy Smith, don't let me catch you walking home from school with Butch anymore.
Who are you talking to in that tone of voice?
I'm talking to you, Peggy.
Well, you change your tone or you won't be a-talking to me for long.
You haven't got any right to be walking home from school with Butch.
Oh, I haven't I? Since when have you become the master of my soul and the keeper of my destiny?
But I love you, Peggy.
If you love me, you'd never talk to me in that tone of voice.
Sure I would. You just haven't got any right to walk home from school with Butch.
And why haven't I got the right to do as I please?
Peggy, darling, we're engaged.
And I suppose that means I'm supposed to take orders from you.
Well, of course, I do what you want me to do.
That's different. I'm the lady.
It doesn't make any difference. If you persist in walking home from school with Butch, then our engagement is at an end.
Very well, Master Paul. Our engagement is terminated. Goodbye.
Oh, no, Peggy. I didn't mean it. Oh, for God's sake. Now what have I gone and done?
Choose Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow tax, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, bum, bum, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
Hello there. Who is this calling who?
It's me, Peggy. Paul.
I'm sure I have nothing to discuss with you, Master Jones.
But, Peggy, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry.
Yeah. Even if you're the one that ought to be.
Master Paul, our engagement has ended. So please hang up and don't bother me anymore.
Wait, Peggy, please don't hang up.
And why shouldn't I bother mine, too?
You want to know about Senator Spradlin and what he's going to do about your pa's invention of giggle gas, don't you?
I know all about what the senator intends doing about giggle guys.
You do? How come?
Senator Spradlin came on call on us last evening.
Again?
The senator has been most attentive to Aunt Priscilla of late.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
And she won't have anything to do with my Uncle Joe because he's a drinking man. Well, what about the senator? He didn't get that red nose out of a paint box.
Aunt Prissy's affairs no longer concern me. My only worry at present is keeping her from sending me away to Miss Healy's dreadful old female seminary in Chattanooga.
Well, I still hate to see you go, even if we aren't engaged anymore.
I must retain your little football charm, the token of our engagement.
You can keep it for a souvenir. Until such a time as Butch gives you his to wear.
Oh, Paul, haven't you got any faith in me at all?
Well,
surely you can't have. And didn't I tell you you'd have to to forgive my actions for the next few days?
Well, I can forgive most anything, but walking home from school with Butch, well, that's unforgivable.
But you don't understand.
I don't have to understand.
Yes, you do, Master Paul. Now, you listen to me, you great big brute of a man.
I'm listening, but nothing you say will relieve my feelings.
Master Paul, you know very well that Aunt Priscilla is a-fixing to send me away to Miss Healy's female seminary at Chattanooga.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Aunt Prissy's so friendly with Butch's mama that I got to thinking that the only way for me to make Aunt Prissy change her mind about sending me away is for me to act as though you and me was busted up and ain't seeing each other anymore.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But do you have to see Butch?
Well, I figure that the only way I can convince Andy that I ain't seeing you anymore, honey, is for me to act like I'm interested in that old silly Billy Butch. Which, of course, I'm not.
Well, that being the case, I suppose it's gotta be. But does that mean I won't get to see you anymore until this blows over?
Of course not, silly boy. But we gotta be most careful. Meet me in the park after supper, and I'll show you I love you, and I don't care a hoot for that old boot.
Oh, boy, I'll be there with bells on.
Bye now, sweet boy.
Bye. Gosh, it'll be fun making up.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.